Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of The Open Scroll here. Today is Friday, November 4th, just a little before 11 a.m., which means we're now in the ninth day of the eighth month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
You may have been wondering, where's Bob and Aaron? Are they on vacation again? No, we're not actually on vacation. We got banned from YouTube again. We got another strike for talking about, things that YouTube didn't want us to talk about. And so they slapped a medical misinformation strike on us. I didn't think that was really the case, but yep, so be it. So we're also on the subject of YouTube dealing with this transition that they're going through, updating YouTube, reinventing YouTube. And they have this thing going with handles now. So we have had to choose handles for all of our channels. And I couldn't get The Open Scroll as a handle because it's already taken. So if somebody's out there leaving comments as The Open Scroll, they might just be spoofing us. Don't really know. But since we didn't get that for our main channel, we took The-Open-Scroll, which seemed to be the best alternative available. So look sharp if you're seeing comments from The Open Scroll showing up here and there. Distinguish between us and whoever that is, whether it be bot or human. So here on screen, we have an image that somebody sent me. They've been paying attention. And here it says, the time reset aqua, which you should know, aqua is water, and water is a metaphor for time. Like the river of time, the water is time. And so the time reset aqua, pretty on point. And water, the gematria for the word water is 22, which is a reset code, return back and reset of time code. So that's all very interesting. Bubble, bubble, BB22. And what is this exactly? Well, this is what it is. It's a Korean cosmetic. And here it's for sale on this website. Shiseido IPSA Time Reset Aqua. And there it is. And you can get it now for $33.69. 20% off weekend deal ends in. And there's the countdown timer. Kind of suitable, don't you think, Aaron, for a time reset aqua?
Absolutely, sir.
Mm-hmm. Somebody say, time is money.
Time is money.
There we go. Now we have it. So here we have Vigilant Citizen, Symbolic Picks of the Month, November 2022. And this is Elon Musk, who arrived at Heidi Klum's Halloween party. And special invitation, of course, but somehow he got in. Maybe he bought a ticket. I don't know. So he's wearing a costume worth $7,500. Pretty impressive. What a deal. Aaron, why didn't we get those?
Because I think we have better sense than that, I think is probably why.
You know what I was for Halloween this year?
No, what were you for Halloween this year?
The usual. I was a spiritual warrior. Here I am. Just me. How about you? What were you this year?
Very much the same. Very much the same, sir.
Ah, excellent. Yeah, we're totally on the same page there. And what are we warring against? Well, lots of spiritual things kind of symbolized by what's going on here. Here he is like a mighty gladiator. And the costume's name, Devil's Champion. Ooh, that can't be good. Not a good look, Elon. So here is a close-up of what's on his breastplate. And is this a Baphomet head? The Go to Mendes, maybe? Yeah, more like the Go to Mendes than the Baphomet. Kind of similar, but you see the Go to Mendes oftentimes inscribed within a pentagram. And it's a witchcraft symbol, and really it's a iconic image of the appearance of the devil. And so here he is, the Go to Mendes, really. You could call it Baphomet. And then right here on its head, you could say, well, that's just some kind of leather part of whatever decoration. But clearly it's an upside down cross, which is a symbol of Antichrist or the devil. So that's what's going on there. Very interesting for the man who just took over Twitter.
Who is being hailed as the savior of free speech and the bastion of everything that's good and democratic. So, very timely.
And I note that his price for Twitter, $8, is interesting because eight is the number of new beginnings. And isn't that what it represents? What a coincidence. What a coincidence. If people are paying attention, let that speak to you. So here's something from the epictimes.com. Inflation caused 18% of Americans to skip meals or not buy groceries survey. And yeah, you can web search that and look at that on your own. And this is perhaps a sign of things to come. Now, here's something we can't talk about, or we'll get a strike. So I'm not going to talk about this, but you can talk about this amongst yourselves. And certainly you can do more web searching and pull up articles like this. Not necessarily this article, but articles like this that deal with this subject. And if you're not already educated in such things, you might want to consider and do some independent research. So, with all that said and unsaid, here we go.
What do you think about this?
Things that make no sense in 2022. Black Lives Matter, except in the womb. Women's rights are human rights, but no one, not one person can define what a woman actually is. We are told to trust the science, but denied basic biology? Love is love. Unless you love God or your country, then you're a right-wing extremist. And we live in a tolerant, welcoming society that doesn't judge anyone based on race, gender, or faith. Except when you're a white Christian male, then you're done. How did we get here, guys? How?
Aaron.
Thank you, sir. And before we get started, just want to encourage people to keep hanging in there. We know this is a tough season. Just keep hanging in there, folks. With that said, here's Romans 8, verses 12 through 18. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And next we have 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And next, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 11. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively, beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us. He on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us. You also joining and helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many. And next, Romans 15, verses 4 through 6. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 19. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 13. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And lastly, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness, for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.